AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. More than 130 recently identified victims of the Srebrenica massacre will join the thousands of others buried at a memorial to the 8,000 Muslim men and boys killed by Serbian troops 20 years ago. Former President Bill Clinton among the tens of thousands marking the grim anniversary today.
Where all people here can come and claim a future for this country of unity, freedom, democracy, greater prosperity, and a government that is both capable and honest.
The 1992-95 war in Bosnia pitted Christian Orthodox Serbs against Bosnian Muslims and Croat Catholics. It left more than 100,000 people dead, millions homeless. Typhoon Chan Hom brings winds of up to 100 miles per hour and heavy rain to China's southeastern coast today. AP's Joe McDonald reports from Beijing.
More than 960,000 people had been evacuated from densely populated coastal areas where the storm was expected to land. Hundreds of airline flights in a half dozen cities have been canceled.
Earlier, the storm caused some 20 injuries in the islands of southern Japan, and it brought rain to the northern Philippines and Taiwan. At least one person is dead, three others hurt in an explosion that has heavily damaged the Italian consulate in Cairo. AP's Ashraf Khalil reports investigators have not yet determined what caused that blast.
Authorities have not yet announced the cause of the blast or confirmed whether or not this can be considered a terrorist incident.
The Italian embassy says no one was hurt inside the building, which was closed at the time. Afghanistan's intelligence service says its highest-ranking leader among local militants loyal to the Islamic State group is dead in an airstrike in eastern Afghanistan. Spokesman says that the man was one of some 30 people killed. This is AP Radio News. The weekly addresses deal with fair housing and education. Shirley Smith tells us more.
President Obama says a recent Supreme Court ruling said policies segregating minorities in poor neighborhoods, even unintentionally, are against the law.
In some cities, kids living just blocks apart lead incredibly different lives.
Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander gave the Republican address, saying there's agreement from both parties that no child left behind needs to be fixed.
Our bill will help states improve their early childhood education programs, evaluate teachers if they would like, and expand high-quality charter schools.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
In the past week, Tunisian authorities have recovered the bodies of 27 migrants off the Mediterranean coast who apparently died trying to reach Italy from Libya. Last night, the International Organization for Migration said thousands of migrants have been rescued in the past 24 hours off Sicily. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.